Bloomberg Brief. News, market data, and expert commentary from the world's most trusted economists and analysts.
Right on time, right on topic. Chris Sell joins us now. He writes for the Bloomberg Brief Oil Buyer's Guide. And let's drill deeper now into the news out of the OPEC meeting in Vienna. The oil cartel appears set to extend cuts for 9 months. And that much we might have expected, but we've learned they also talked about the possibility of extending those production curbs for a full year. Chris, you can almost hear the knees rattling among the shale producers. Not.
I can't hear anything. Some news actually is also just coming out now that it seems like OPEC has agreed actually to extend. I mean, it's the biggest non-surprise, frankly. Everyone has been saying they had no other choice in the days and weeks building up to this meeting in Vienna today. Saudi Arabia and Russia were very united in their wish that cuts will be extended. And even this morning, Al Falah, the Saudi Arabian energy minister, said it was highly likely that the cuts will be extended by 9 months. And that does appear, according to the latest story across the wire now, to be the case.
What are they hoping to accomplish? Because they don't seem to have accomplished it yet.
No, exactly. I mean, I think that, you know, they're playing a long game, aren't they? I mean, their plan obviously didn't pan out as quickly as they would have liked. You know, we all know it was a 6 month deal. They wanted to bring down stockpiles, global stockpiles, to the 5 year average. There's no way that's happened yet. There's no way it will happen in the next few months. So clearly they're going to have to keep doing what they're doing. And if you look at some consultancies like the IEA, for example, thinks in the first quarter or first half of next year, the stockpiles will come back to some sort of normality, if you like, or close to the five-year average, which is what they've been targeting all along. There's a couple of key questions which have come out of the meeting in Vienna. There seems like, you know, traders and investors and other people who are very concerned with the oil market are asking, you know, what is OPEC's exit strategy out of all this? You know, this can't just keep going. You know, you can't just keep having this sort of big question looming over the market every 6-9 months saying, oh, we're going to roll over. At the moment, OPEC isn't really communicating what will happen next. So come March 2018, when the 9 months expires, what then? That isn't clear. And that is, I think, that you'll start to hear more and more, I think, noise about, you know, the next stage, if you like, the next step in OPEC strategy, because as we can all see, and with US shale, you know, this is really kind of kicking the can down the road.
Yeah, and as you say, they keep doing what they've been doing, and do the shale producers just keep doing what they've been doing?
Yeah, I would. I mean, you know, they've hedged for most of this year, and they're going to start hedging probably now. The market's going to be supported by this extension. They're going to probably hedge quite significantly for 2018. So we're not going to see any sort of drop in production in the US. On the contrary, you know, it's only going to keep growing. You know, the crews, you know, the money that are going into the Permian in particular are just going to see the numbers, you know, the barrels out of that basin just go up and up and up. And there is no way US is going to ease up on that.
Chris Sell, thank you very much. And you can read Chris's analysis and other news, market data, and expert commentary from the world's most trusted economists and analysts in the Bloomberg Brief digital newsletter. Sign up now at bloombergbriefs.com, or for terminal customers, use the function Brief Go.